Well, welcome to our Lent Reflections. These reflections will be coming out on Tuesdays and Thursdays throughout the period of Lent. They will be available on our YouTube channel, our Facebook page, or from our website, available from 9 o'clock, and will be brought by myself, Reverend Andrea, Brian, and by Sue. And I hope you'll be able to engage with them as we journey together at this time of Lent towards the Easter week. Our first reflection is based on Luke chapter 9, verses 22 to 26. And he said, "The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law. And he must be killed, and on the third day be raised to life." Then he said to them all, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will save it. What good is it for someone to gain the whole world and yet lose or forfeit their very self?" So as we begin this season of Lent, we are already reminded that Jesus knew long before he was arrested that he was going to die. What's more than that, he knew he was going to be crucified on a Roman cross, one of the most painful deaths imaginable. On several occasions, he tried to share this with his disciples, but they found it really hard to understand. Can you imagine the scene? The disciples had been sent out, and they managed to heal many, many people. They'd seen the miraculous feeding of 5,000, and Peter had been given the revelation that Jesus was the Son of God. That light bulb moment, he got it. He realised who Jesus really was. What an exciting time it is when we meet Jesus for the first time and know him in our hearts. What a joyous moment. And then, such confusion as the disciples hear that God, their Messiah, the one who had come to save them, was going to be crucified like a criminal. And before they had a moment to take that in, Jesus asked them to take up their own cross. As for us, we know the story well. We know that Jesus is going to die, but we know the truth that Jesus will be raised from the dead on that glorious Easter morn. We know that his death is not the end. But what does it mean to take up our cross? You see, the call to take up our cross remains for us today. It echoes down the ages. We too are called to take up our cross. For Jesus, taking up his cross powerfully demonstrated his willingness to come under the authority of Rome in order to do the will of his Father. "Not my will, but yours be done," he said. For Jesus, he was called to physical death. As disciples, we too are called to die. To some, this may mean physical death. Yes, some are called to martyrdom. But for all, this is a call to death of our pride, death of our selfish nature. It's a call to come under the authority of Christ, to come under his authority, and to put to death our own plans and desires, to do the will of Jesus, whatever that might be. Luke 14:27 reads, "Whoever does not carry their cross and follow me cannot be my disciple." We are called to more than just having Jesus tacked onto our lives as a holy extra, something we bring out in our times of need. or once a week just to make us feel better, whilst carrying on with our own lives, pursuing our own goals and desires. Jesus doesn't just call us to believe in him, believe that he existed, or even that he can save us, but he calls us to commit our whole lives to him. And my friends, this is not just a one-off event. Jesus calls us to take up our cross daily. In the Deuteronomy reading for today, which is Deuteronomy 30, 15 to the end, verse 15 says, "See, I set before you today life and prosperity, death and destruction. For I command you today to love the Lord your God." Our Psalm 1, encourages us, "Blessed is the one who does not walk in the step of the wicked, but who delights in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night, today and every day." Jesus says in Luke 9:25, "For what good is it for someone to gain the whole world, yet lose or forfeit their very self?" As we take up our cross daily and walk in obedience to him, he will bring blessing and assurance, as it says in our Deuteronomy reading. And as the Psalm 1 says, "The one who delights in the law of the Lord and who meditates on his law day and night, that person will be like a tree planted by streams of living water, which yields its fruit in season and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers." And as it says in Luke 9, our reading, verse 24, "Whoever loses his life for me will save it." So the challenge for us in the season of Lent is to daily put to death our own plans and commit ourselves to his will. That doesn't mean giving up who we are or not having any thoughts or ideas of our own, but let's commit ourselves this Lent, commit each day in Lent, to lay down our plans before Jesus and listen to his will. May we pray. Father, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you that he lived in obedience to your will. We thank you that he showed us true humility, and that he, by humbling himself even unto death, he has made a way for us to know you and to live. Help us take up our cross daily, to lay down our agendas and submit humbly to your will. Help us to know you more in our lives this Lent. In the name of Jesus, amen.